USA News Update. The United Auto Workers strike against the big three automakers now in its fourth day. Talks between Stellantis and union negotiators reportedly followed weekend sessions with both Ford and GM. Nearly 13,000 auto workers remain on strike at three key plants in Ohio, Michigan, and Missouri. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says it's total madness that a child was killed from fentanyl at a daycare center in the Bronx last week.
There needs to be a full national assault on this drug entering our city.
Meantime, two suspects have been charged with murder, and another person is being sought by police. Former President Donald Trump is set to skip the second Republican presidential primary debate next week. Instead, he will head to Detroit to address a gathering of current and former union members. His speech during primetime will be an alternative to the debate. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.